obviously today is Good Shepherd Sunday, and you know, it's always one of those things that people have a feeling of comfort, probably because of the 23rd Psalm. You know, it's something that brings comfort to people. Almost always it is chosen to be at a memorial service because it does bring comfort. But I think often we don't even think too much about sheep ourselves because, you know, we don't have a lot of sheep in this part of the country, you know. But I know that there are people that were cattle people, and there were sheep people, and they did not always pray blessing on each other. I know about that history. But at the time the scriptures were written, sheep were very much a part of the life that everybody understood. And so in teaching, this is a perfect illustration of what God wants to tell us about who he is and what our need is for him. And, you know, it's a fascinating thing to me that sheep are not referred to as the brightest of all animals, which is really offensive since he chose that to be us. But maybe we ought to get, you know, sometimes somebody, a parent says something like this and say, you're not the brightest, you know, bulb in the, anyway, on the tree or whatever. You start thinking about it. But there's something about the relationship between a shepherd and the sheep that God wants us to understand. And it is so powerful that it opens to us an understanding that should empower us in great ways. All of you know that at the burning bush, you know, Moses asked who it was that he was speaking to, and God revealed, he said, I am who I am. And that is something that every Jewish child knew. And when Jesus started attributing to himself that he was the I am, it's something that probably disturbed the status quo more than a little. And so in the Gospel of John, often there are interesting patterns. Seven times, you know, that perfect number, seven times in the Gospel of John, he refers to Jesus as I am. And two of them are in the chapter that we're reading from today. In chapter 10 of the Gospel of John, we have Jesus being using the illustration that he is the door to the sheepfold. And then he goes on and he says he's the good shepherd. And they're all linked together. But they're two separate illustrations of how Jesus said, I am who God revealed as I am. And so it says this, the sheep in chapter 10, verse 3 and 4, and this is the part about the being the door of the sheepfold. The sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. And you understand, this is a public sheep pen when all the sheep of all the shepherds that have come, they share the same space. And when it's time for the shepherd to come get his sheep, he enters the sheepfold, and he calls his sheep by name, and they hear his voice, and it says, and they follow him. We do, of course, understand that he's speaking to us. We hear his voice, and we're called to follow him. And then it goes on, and he says, I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me. So there is this direct communication link between us and the good shepherd. He's chosen us. He knows us by name, and we know his voice. And when he speaks to us, and his voice speaks to us through his word, it just boldly speaks to us. It leaps right off the pages. But I'd like to just take a moment and go back to the 23rd Psalm. It's kind of neat sometimes to have a different translation, because many of you memorized this before in the King James Version. And when it's read in another translation, it disturbs you, doesn't it? Just yes. A little bit. You know, it doesn't sound poetic, you know. I know how I'm that way too, because I haven't memorized that way. And then it starts out, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And here it says, I have all that I need. Well, yeah, that's the same thing, but it just doesn't sound as poetic. I want you to think about it. Because, let's start it out with, because I am the Good Shepherd, you have all that you need. This is God's promise. We have all because He is the Shepherd. He knows us, and we're part of His fold, and He knows us by name. And then He says, He lets me rest in green meadows, and He leads me beside peaceful streams. What we thought it was still waters, right? You know, and so these people are trying to get us all messed up. But I want you to think about this. Why would it be necessary for Him to lead us by still waters or peaceful streams? I want you to know the most dangerous times in our lives sometimes are when things are so peaceful and they seem like they're going so well. Some of you are professional worriers, you know. And you really get worried when things are going well. You know, you understand where I'm going with this thing? You know, you just know that it's not going to last. And so you want to prepare by worrying over it when it, you know, before it happens, so that you'll be at full steam by the time it does happen, right? And so, but there is a danger, by the way, my understanding is that sheep will walk right into the water. When it's not moving, you know, just because they'll step right into it not knowing that there's some danger there. And I think there's danger in our lives when we think things are going too well. You know, we think we're in control, and in fact, it's God's blessing. So it's just an interesting illustration for me. But then it goes on and He says these wonderful things. He renews our strength. Anybody need that? He renews our strength. He guides us along right paths. These are just amazing promises by God. The Good Shepherd is going to lead us in right paths. We're not going to make those wrong decisions because we're hearing His voice and He's leading us and He's guiding us. He's taking us to a place of good pasture, and left on our own, we have a tendency to wander into bad pasture. Amen? All right, I know you know this is true. And He talks about dark valleys, and He says, you don't have to be afraid because He's close to us. In fact, He is living within us by His Spirit. He says, I stand beside you and I am within you. I'm there leading and guiding you. You are never alone. These are amazing comfort words. Sometimes you need some comfort words. Go back to this. Read it in 5 different translations if you have to. You'll finally get it. We're being told that Jesus is this Good Shepherd that it's being described here. And then it goes and He says, He will, with His staff, He's going to protect and comfort us. We have nothing to fear, it says. Because He is with us and He is defending us. He's protecting us from all assaults of the enemy. The enemy is assaulting. Look around you, and if you don't think the enemy is assaulting you, then you're probably not paying attention. Because He does it most dangerously when things seem to be going really well. So I just want to remind all of you of this. It's a danger time. You know, it's almost interesting that in our lives, after we come off of a mountaintop experience, some of you have had some really wonderful spiritual mountaintop experiences, and, you know, and it's lifted you up and you felt strong in the Lord for the first time. You know, the test is coming, and it's coming pretty soon because it's going to find out, you know, if you're doing it on your own strength, or you're doing it under the strength of the wonderful Good Shepherd. Then He tells us that He wants to feast with us. He invites us to sit down with Him, and He wants to prepare a feast for us. He's preparing it as a gift of love for us. Dynamite stuff. And it just talks about our cup overflows with blessings. Very interesting to me over the years as a pastor of churches, when it comes to the part in the intercessions, when people are praying, there's almost never anybody expressing boldly and out loud and enthusiastically all the blessings they have on their minds. At Thanksgiving, by the way, we're really good at it, you know. But often when it comes time for prayer, people are there with a list of needs, you know. But our lives are overflowing with blessings. And it's interesting. We enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Those are the ways we come into the very holy of holies of the Lord. And it starts with taking time to remember all the wonderful ways in which his blessings overflow us. Then it talks about goodness and unfailing love. Now here's a translation word that's not in the other translation, but I like it. It says, his unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life. Think about that. You know, if you start wandering away, he's going to pursue you with his blessings and his love. If you get lost, he's going to seek you out and draw you back. He's going to be waiting for you, ready to pour blessing upon you when you return. He just loves to do that. And then his promise, of course, of eternal life is that I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Knowing that, knowing the blessing that God has provided for us and understanding, you know, what it is that God desires for us to live in that kind of power, I just want to read you one sentence from the reading from Acts that we didn't read. Okay, and it's this. Acts chapter 4, verse 29 says, we pray, give us your servants great boldness in preaching your word. Stretch out your hand with healing power. May miraculous signs and wonders be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. And it's just a really an amazing prayer, right? And guess what happens? Immediately after that, it says they began to preach with boldness and signs and wonders followed. Is that exciting stuff or what? You know, that's the kind of prayers God is asking for us and our people. Boldly. We're supposed to be bold as Christians, understanding who we are because we are there with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is there as to comfort us reinvigorate us and recharge us when our batteries are low. And he empowers us to be able to speak boldly in his name. He gives us that kind of authority. Just want to think about that one more. I'm going to read it one more time. He says, stretch out your hand with healing power. May miraculous signs and wonders be done through your holy name, through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. Many of you in your lives have had a chance to see signs and wonders abundantly moving. And it seems to have come in times of history when there's an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I believe we're going to be coming into a time of that because it always, by the way, is preceded by a tremendous move of the evil one. You know, God's power comes and exceeds the evil of the evil one. And for God's people to be expectant as we pray for power and boldness, that God will give us. Take away the fear that, you know, is not of the Lord. You know, he uses his bold power in us to cause us to be clear channels of his grace and blessing in the world. So today, be comforted that God is not only with us, he wants to lead and guide us. He's speaking to us. He knows us by name. He loves us. He wants to comfort us when we need comfort. He wants to kick us in the tush when we need a kick in the tush. I don't think that's a direct translation. But, you know, all of those necessary things because he loves us. Like a parent. loves us. But even more so, because this is the God of the universe. So let's pray. Oh, Lord our God, we just thank you and praise you that you've revealed yourself as one who wants to love and comfort and speak words of blessing to us and encouragement. We pray, oh Lord God, for boldness to preach your word, to share who you are with those that we know and love. We pray for signs and wonders to follow us as you have revealed in your word. It is your good pleasure to move boldly and powerfully through your people. We pray like right now for a fresh outpouring and anointing of your spirit, that we might be ones who know not only are with you with us, but your power is also with us and in us. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.